Welcome to the latest edition of K-Rock Football's Coaches Catch Up. Here's your host, Tom King.
Like a couple of other clubs in the region, beaten grand finalists in 2019 and were looking for redemption in 2020. That never came because 2020 never came. So redemption hopefully comes in 2021 for the Thompson Football Club. New co-coaches, they were appointed at the end of 2019, haven't coached the club in a match for premiership points yet, but that will happen on April 10. I do speak of Sam Jacka and Jared Westwood, who have been good enough to join us in the K-Rock studio. Gentlemen, welcome to you both, and great to be talking to you ahead of a season of footy that I think everybody can't wait for.
Thanks, King. Good to be here.
Sammy?
Yes.
You love your football club. You love your footy. How hard was the last 18 months for you?
To be honest with you, the last 18 months were pretty tricky, the first two or three months, but I must admit I fell into a bit of a rhythm of no footy, which was probably good for the body and good for the mind as well. So, I mean, I'll take the positives with the negatives, that's for sure.
Westy, the number three sits in front of your age and has done for a few years now. Has the year off been good, or has the year off been, geez, I really can't afford it? What are you now, 34?
Well, I'd like to say 34. I think I'm more 36. It was good for me. It was good to take the break and give body a full rest and really be able to look after yourself without the regular week to week hits. I would say I'm feeling much better than I was 12 months ago. Put it that way.
Okay. Would you have struggled to have got to the line round one last year in terms of just fitness and the like, or would you have been okay, but would have just taken some time to work into the season?
Yeah, would it probably the same as the previous season in 2019? I think look after myself as well as I can. But yeah, as you rightly pointed out, there's an extra year on top of the 30, so it does take a little bit to get going. But more just being smart in terms of how I play and how I train and how I look after myself midweek.
Had Adam Donoghue in not long ago, and he spoke about, Sammy, the loss to Werribee Central's in the first semi-final and how it doesn't sit too far out of the mind each day, and he can't wait for footy to start for that reason. You were a bit similar with the grand final loss, that, you know, it's the one you went in as, you know, raging favourites. You, I think, led in the third quarter, but in the end it wasn't your day. Have you had days where you just can't seem to shake the memories of that day?
Yeah, well, I think last time we talked, we spoke about how that was still probably lingering in my mind. I've probably come to peace with it as best as I can in the last probably 6 months. I think that's probably easier to swallow now that we've got this season. It's always going to be there. That's probably something that's always going to drive me forward. But trying to put that in the back of the memory and move on as best I can.
All right, Westy, why Thompson going to challenge again?
Look, I think we come off the 2019 season. We've still got relatively the core of that group playing in 2021. We bring in some new guys who are, you know, looking for a change and a good mates with certain players, you know, in the team. And that was part of our strategy going, you know, from 2 years ago, was to, you know, make footy enjoyable again and get guys to the club for the right reason. So, you know, I think every club will sit in and say the same thing. We hope that we're in the mix, and we hope that, you know, with our list that we put together, and the guys, you know, who have got to gel pretty quickly, given the, you know, the sort of interrupted pre-season sort of stuff that's a little bit different to what it is normally, you know, we get together and we, you know, we essentially challenge for that, you know, top four or five spots. But, you know, I think we're a mature group. We've got some pretty, you know, good experience across all lines. So, you know, that's going to hold us in good stead, because we think, and you know, looking at the ins and outs of each team, we think that the actual competition itself will be much more even than it has been in the last few years.
You lost a ruckman, but you went and got a very good one. You lost Matt Bain, you've gone and got Andrew Jarvis. You lost a wonderful midfielder, a Whitley medal winning midfielder, and you went and replaced him with a Whitley medal winning midfielder in Brent McLeod. So you filled a couple of holes there pretty comfortably with Jarvis and McLeod.
We'd like to think so. Both Beto and Reece are different in the way they play, but when you do know that someone is leaving for whatever reason, you've got to obviously plan for it. And you know, we were lucky enough that obviously Brent coming back to the club was a positive, and Giles was I'll say that we were lucky to get him, because I think a lot of players were, a lot of clubs were chasing Jarves at the time. But you know what probably won out for us is that he had some good mates and good sort of connections at the club. And Jarves has been around for a little while now, with South Bowen and Ocean Grove, and I think that's it's what we were selling in terms of the guys that we recruited, was a good group of guys and guys that were going to enjoy their footy. So yeah, we'd like to think we've filled those holes to a certain point, but you know, they're different players. So we think that whilst we've essentially covered those gaps, we hope that we've got different players, different styles, and it will be a different look to the team in this year.
Are you still playing golf with Jarve, Sammy?
Oh yeah, I haven't had hit with Jarve for a while, but he's...
Is it true you signed him? Was the round of golf that got him over the line? Is that correct?
There is there's a bit of a rumor going around about that, but it was more so Jarred Anderson that we signed through a golf game. Apparently he'd like me to tell this story, but apparently he dropped a pretty long putt in, and he said if he was going to get it, he'll sign at Thompson with Jarvo, and he did, and we'll say that that's the reason they sign on the dotted line.
And Pete Hardy's a handy addition. You would have played with Pete at South Barham, Westie?
Yeah, that was a good get, and you know, the benefit of me and Pete playing in 2012 grand final together at South Barham, and obviously with Wiz, who obviously had the connection as well, and obviously, you know, Geelong footy's a small world. Pete, you know, connection to Ocean Grove with Jarves and Jard, so it all sort of fell into place. But yeah, really happy with Pete coming on, and Pete is a good character to have around the club, and he actually is really, really putting his best foot forward, and for a guy that's done a lot in local footy and being drafted and having all that sort of that experience for this group, he's really, really good. So looking forward to him playing his best footy.
What's Mr. Wiseman doing? Is he playing on at age 41?
I think he's 45, isn't he? No. He'd like to play on to get to his number. He's number 45. Yeah, look, where's the intention is, obviously he gets the veteran discount of, you know, really waiting a long time to see how his body recuperates from the last couple of years. But his intention is to play, and we just, you know, we'll see how we go during the year. I don't think he's going to be playing 18 games in the season, but... He's a freak of nature, Wiz. He's got a body of a 41, but he can probably run like a 30-year-old. It's just he's amazing. So, the intention is for him to play, and we'll see how we go in the first few rounds.
I suspect he didn't want to finish the way it finished, didn't really finish for him in 2019. If you want drama grand final week, we got served it in spades. The media were forever grateful because it became a massive talking point, Sammy, but it wasn't ideal in terms of preparation for a grand final.
No, it wasn't, and I can still picture the moment I got the message through from Reece. Bit of damage control. Here we go, boys. Wizzes out. He's nearly cut his hand off, and obviously your thoughts go to him first and foremost. But it probably wasn't the greatest lead into to the grand final that we eventually lost. But I think a lot of people forget he was touch and go to make that grand final as it was. Like he was carrying an injury anyway, and there's a lot of speculation around that. But yeah, I remember having a beer with him quietly on the Sunday night, and he said that's not the way I'm going out. So obviously a pandemic got in the way of him playing in 2020. So hopefully we see the old boy run around again and doing what he does best, getting lots of footy off the half-back flank.
With what you've got defensively with Wiseman, Trav Maguire, etc., do you play Hardy Ford? And is that maybe one area that you're potentially not as strong as you'd like to be, and that's where Hardy can fill a role?
Well, Pete can play midfield, forward, he can play wherever. And I've seen him play forward with South, and I know he probably did a little bit of this at Ocean Grove, but, we got that flexibility now where, you know, even Trav can play forward. So Pete, Trav, could be Sammy at certain points in the time. can play forward. And the same with Poss, you know, he's traditional backman, so he can play back. So it really will depend on the matchups that we get and how guys are travelling and what sort of, you know, what sort of setup we've got around the ball. But, you know, for Pete, you know, it'll be, in terms of his training at both ends. So we'll see what we do on the game.
Yep, J.A. Westwood's playing. Is J.O. Westwood going around one more time?
Yep, Josh will be there. So Josh has put together an actual pre-season, which is
hasn't missed
rare.
Yeah.
Rare for Josh. He's basically got himself really, really in good nick. So hopefully he has had some soft tissue stuff in his last two or three years, had bad hips and things like that, but hasn't missed a beat with the pre-season, so we hope that he actually can, you know, yeah, that's right, touch wood, that he can
just banging the desk, yep.
He can get out and do what he does best, and if he's playing consistently, then we're a better team.
Yep. Who's impressed individually out of, you know, from both of you? Is there a couple of players or a player that, you know, somebody that might have been, you know, might have missed out in 2019 or, you know, or missed, you know, might have been on the fringe coming into 2020 that you going, gee, hang on, I reckon round one we're going to have to play him at 2 o'clock?
Well, I reckon in all seriousness, we're pretty lucky because we've got an injection of some good young kids that have come through. We've had a Ryan Ugies that has come down from country Victoria and really slotted in well, and he's probably really pushing his case for that. Charlie Donoghue's another one that's played junior footy in South Australia and has come across and played St Mary's, and actually had signed up at Narendra to play if we had a season in 2020 and was training with us, and we got into his ear and said, you know, why don't you give 2021 a go with us? Yeah. And he was pretty keen to jump on board. But I reckon in all seriousness, the group's probably, the whole group's come back with a bit of an ambition and a bit of fire to prove a few people wrong. So there's probably a handful of guys that you probably wouldn't put in your best 22 straight away, but they've done everything right, and you really have to consider them for those roles come 2 o'clock on a Saturday.
Yeah. Anybody stood out for you, Westy?
Yeah, the young kids have been really good. Like Sam said, the actual group itself has a real intensity and a real sort of want to be there, which is, I think, probably similar to a lot of other clubs, given the year that we didn't play. Look, probably from the 2019 group, probably Troy Fenavesi, I would say, is the most impressive in terms of his commitment and getting himself in the best nick he can be. As a point to prove, because
he missed out in 2018, didn't he? He had that knee injury, and then obviously he kicked the goal to put you in front in 2019 in the third quarter. Is that right?
Yeah, and I can still remember that. We all thought that was probably it. And to Bannockburn's credit, they probably could have easily stopped then. And you know, we were starting to get on top a little bit, but it wasn't meant to be the fairy tale that we all thought it was. We're pretty lucky. I mean, we're pretty fortunate that we've got a lot of guys that probably missed a lot of footy in 2019. So you think of Jake Kittle, he's probably another one that hasn't missed a beat this pre-season, and he's doing everything he can to get himself up into the midfield and play a lot of minutes up around the ball as well. So, there's plenty of guys that we could list, but yeah.
Reece Hole definitely done.
Yeah, last time I saw him, he was running down a beach in St Kilda or Elwood doing his triathlon. So I'll always say it, you'll never put a line through him because he might rock up. That's the type of character Reece is. But I reckon he's pretty much done and dusted, mate. Yeah, he's enjoying his retired life as best he can.
Okay. You've had one hit out already, Newcombe in a practice match. What do you take out of that? Can you take a lot out of it? You've got some guys still playing cricket and other commitments. Do you not read much into, you know, how that sort of performance goes?
I think every club will say the same thing, that you're not too fussed about the result. You're sort of more worried about how the players are playing to the game plan and what they're doing and how individuals are playing in certain positions. We played out the Oakdean Estate against Newcombe, and I think Newcombe were the same. We both had different sets of guys out, and it was an opportunity for the guys, coming up from the reserves into the seniors to have a good crack and play some good minutes. No lights out at Oakdean, so we had to. It was getting pretty dark by the end of it. But you know, the other part is you hope to get through those matches with no injuries, which we got through. I think Jared Anderson had a bit of a sore chest, but he'll come back from that. But We got what we wanted out of it, which was a good hit out. And, you know, Newcombe have got a, they've got some pretty classy players, you know, with Reese and that from you know, playing, having played GFL. And even Jai having, you know, have a chat to him before the game. You know, you just, it's part of the preparation for your game. You're not too fussed about results, just hoping that you can work on and improve your game.
All right, one more hit out against Moonee Valley before you kick off the season. Is there anybody, Sammy, that will make a delayed start to the year, or are you fairly fit?
Look, Daniel Freeman's probably the one that might have a bit of a question mark next to him. He's missed a fair bit of footy, obviously with his Achilles injury coming back from that. But by all reports, and I've been fortunate enough to be running around playing cricket with him a little bit this year, he's as moving as good as he can possibly be. So it's more so just like footy conditioning, getting him back out on a footy field and enjoying himself. And we know Freo's a pretty confident player. So once he's up and running, I think he'd probably be the only one. Otherwise, you know, we'll be pretty close to full strength come round one against East Geelong.
You captained the club in 2019. Will you remain as a playing, will you be a captain as well as a coach, or are you going to look for a captain appointment outside of that?
No, it was probably right of me and time for me to stand down in that role. So we appointed Trav Maguire as captain in 2020 before the season had kicked off, and we've stuck with that again this year. So he's been really good for the group. He's kind of guy that leads by his actions, which you like to have in a captain. But yeah, definitely the right man for the job this year.
All right, let's have a look at your first month, gentlemen, and it's a challenging first month. You copped three finalists, including the reigning premier in round two at home. At least you don't cop them out there to watch them unfurl their flag, so at least that's something. And then you get North Geelong, who are no doubt going to be much improved. So East Geelong in the battle of the roundabout, Bannockburn, Inverleigh, North Geelong, Bannockburn, Inverleigh both at home. That's a cracking first month in terms of a challenge, Westy.
It is solid, and like I was saying before, with the evenness that we think the competition will be, I think a lot of the clubs who finished higher up in 2019 will probably really assess after probably six, seven rounds as to where everyone's at, given it's been so long since we've played competitively. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. You know, we'll be able to test out, you know, hopefully with the start of the season, no injuries, you know, no excuses, to see how we go against some good quality teams. And, you know, let's just hope that our ledger's positive rather than negative.
Yep. So with that too, playing East Geelong, Bannockburn and Inverleigh in the first three rounds means you copped them twice as well. So you've they're all rolling draws, keeping your boys honest, Sammy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're pretty happy with it, to be honest. We want to see where we stand after the first 5 or 6 weeks. And as Westy said, it's that's probably where you take stock of things and say, this is what's working, this is what isn't working. So, yeah, fingers crossed. I mean, we get through those games unscathed, and we do get to see our best 22 playing. But I'm pretty happy with that. I think blokes are pretty happy to get into it and get stuck into the real deal really, really quickly.
Werribee Central's twice as well, so you do get all four finalists from 2019 on two occasions. But if you're going to be the best, you've got to beat the best. So the opportunity to have that challenge is laid down before you. Westy, how much footy do you have left at age 36? You've probably thought about retiring three or four times. You probably have given it away officially once.
Yeah. It's a year-by-year proposition, Kingy. Very similar to the conversation Sam had with Wiz. I was in a similar vein and, enjoyed the year. You know, I come across having had 2018 not playing and, still competitive, still love it, still enjoy, you know, the training and everything that goes with it. So, and really enjoyed 2019, even though it wasn't the end result. Still enjoyed playing, so thought, well, you know, whilst I can still run around, you know, at 2 o'clock until I get told that I'm going to be much, much earlier, I'll keep going. But we'll see how this year goes.
And look to join a very elite club of not many members. I know Adam Wiseman's a member, and that's to win a flag in all three local leagues. I think only four or five blokes have done it, and you'd put yourself in some esteemed class. But I know there's a little bit of water to go under the bridge between now and about September. I think it's September 11, which is grand final day. But it'd be a nice club to be in.
Look, it'd be a great club to be in, and don't worry, Wiz reminds me very, very much so that he's in that group. But yeah, look, to be honest, it's especially coaching. It's all about just focusing on our group in the first, you know, this week on the Inter Club, and then, you know, cliche, let's worry about the first couple of rounds first, Kingy. But you know, the reality is that's what we play for. So I don't hide away from wanting to be there. And if we get there, you know, we get ourselves in a position at that point in time. But then, yeah, that's what we're going for.
Sammy, you and I have been dealing with each other a couple of years, and you're always very open and honest, and you avoid cliches. But have you rolled one out at training and gone, "Oh no, I'm a coach now"?
No, I haven't.
Yes.
Really. No, have
yes.
I? No, I didn't think
many
I
a time.
maybe I'm a little bit too cliche now that I've taken on the coach's hat. But no, it's been good. I must admit, like the season that didn't go ahead, I was, you know, feeling a little bit overwhelmed about coaching, and just, you know, didn't know where I fit in with it all. But this year's gone along pretty nicely. But I can say that now. Give me maybe 5 or 6 weeks and we'll have a look at how we're going round 5.
Gentlemen, always a pleasure to talk footy with you both. Look forward to the Thompson journey in 2021. It'll be one we'll watch with great interest, and I think everybody's looking forward, one, to seeing Brent McLeod back in a Thompson jumper, back where he should be, and looking forward to seeing Andrew Jarvis probably putting it down his throat 1,000 times a game, which will be entertaining for those who flock to Godfrey Street to watch their football. Best of luck for 2021, gentlemen.
Thank you, King.
Thanks for listening to this edition of K-Rock Football's Coaches Catch Up. For other editions and the latest local news, head to krockfootball.com.au.